أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. In the previous ayat, the opening verses of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of the punishment that must be exercised and the punishment that must be given to an unmarried man and unmarried woman who both engage in the act of zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that we should not be or should not allow pity for them or compassion for them to withhold us from carrying out the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or this injunction that Allah has prescribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed us that a group of believers within the community, members from the community, from the public, must witness the punishment that is carried out so that it acts as a deterrent and other people are disencouraged from carrying out the act of zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 3 of Surah An-Nur, speaks about the intonation of a person who is engaged in zina, what type of people they are inclined to. It's unfortunate today that through every medium, zina is being promoted. Through every medium, from the magazine, to social media, to TV program, it has created this this perception that committing zina and falling into the act of zina is something normal. And in fact, it is something encouraged. And we see that it is one of the worst crimes in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that deserves the worst type of punishment in this world. When we look at murder, the punishment for murder is that a person's life is taken, but it is taken by the swipe of the sword. One swipe of the sword, one strike with the sword, and that is done. That is the punishment. But if a married man or a married woman commits zina, then it is death by stoning. So it is a punishment that is even worse than the one that is given for premeditated murder. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Az-zani la yankihu illa zaniyatan aw mushrika." Allah says, a person who commits zina does not like to marry except a woman who is a fornicator or a woman who is a polygamist. Because he is engaged in zina and he is involved in this evil and dark sin, he is only attracted to a woman who engages in zina and who also performs this immoral act. Or he is inclined towards a mushrika. He will want to marry a non-Muslim. And he will be inclined towards marrying a polytheist. And he will want to live his life with that woman. Why? Because of this act of zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and warns us of one of the very negative outcomes. And one of the worst consequences of zina is that a person will want to be with a fornicator and spend their lives with a fornicator and be inclined towards a fornicator. Wazaniya, Allah said this does not only apply to the fornicating man, but the zaniya, the fornicating woman as well. La yankihuha illa zanin aw mushrik. Only a fornicating man wants to marry her. Only a polytheist wants to marry her. So she also becomes a target and an object of abuse. That a fornicating man wants to marry her, not because of her qualities and her attributes and her characteristics, but because she is involved in this dark sin and he's naturally inclined towards her because of the sin that both of them are involved in. And there is a proverb in the Arabic language, Al-jinsu yamilu ila al-jins. One jins, one kind is attracted to its like. One kind is attracted to its same kind. Naturally, they are attracted to each other. Unfortunately, what is it that is connecting them or making them attracted to each other? It is the immoral act of zina. Allah says, وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And ذَلِكَ, that has been declared haram for the believers. It has been declared totally haram upon the believers. Now what is this referring to? What is it that has been declared unlawful and haram for the believers? That a man marries a woman who is a zaniya and allows her to continue with her act of zina after marriage. So he married her, he knows what type of woman she is, and he gets married to her, and after nikah, he allows her to continue with that immoral act of zina. And the other way as well, where a woman who is a chaste woman, she gets married to a zanim, a man who is a fornicator, but after nikah, he still allows her to continue fornicating and doing what she was doing before the nikah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is something very serious and something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram upon the believers. May Allah grant you the understanding.